This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles with headlines we're working on today. Well, a new county executive has been elected in Racine County. Unofficial numbers say businessman Ralph Malecki defeated County Clerk Wendy Christensen in yesterday's special election. Malecki will finish the term of the late Jonathan Delagrave, who unexpectedly passed away back in June. A little slipping and sliding with yesterday's snow in Racine and Kenosha counties. The totals to the north were much higher. Milwaukee County, somewhere between 2 and 4 inches. You get north of Milwaukee or Ozaukee County, Sheboygan saw an excess of 6 to 8 inches of snow. Up around the Green Bay area, they're still digging out almost 9 to 10 inches up in northeast Wisconsin. Hear local news at the top and bottom of every hour or get it on demand online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers, also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In People Who Are Always Looking for Something to Lose Their Mind Over News, an interview with Denzel Washington and a reporter for Collider went viral when Washington was asked what his favorite Stanley Kubrick movie was. The Gladiator 2 star says he doesn't have one and that he wasn't really a movie buff, then added he was in the streets looking to rob people who came out of Kubrick films. I'm guessing that's changed since he's a two-time Oscar winner. There have been 47 seasons of Survivor, if you can believe that. Season 47 just crowned a winner this past Wednesday night. Rachel Lamont is the most recent champ after fellow Survivor castmates cast their votes, so Lamont takes home the $1 million grand prize, which has been the take-home pay since season one. You would think in 47 seasons they would have added at least a cost of living increase. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father Dennis Rodman is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has 2 seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received 2 Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit-squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Light snow will continue off and on this morning, although I do not expect much more accumulation. It'll be mostly cloudy with clearing this afternoon. Our high today in the low 30s, the wind north at 15 to 25. 15 tonight, partly cloudy, 25 tomorrow, back to 32 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.